Good morning for Friday, the 13th of November 2009. This is Brian Madden. Today we're going to talk about some answers to the most common questions that have been raised about VMware's announcement of their View 4 product. So I first wrote about VMware View 4 on Monday when it was announced. And of course, it was only announced. It was not yet released, and not too many people have had a chance to put their hands on it. And, you know, we've had some conversations and some people are starting to think about it and ask questions. And so really in today's article, I just want to talk about the kind of 5-6 questions that have been most commonly asked. And I've had a chance to send these questions to VMware and to do some research on my own, and we'll just kind of talk about some of these answers. So this, by the way, is not a full review of VMware View, nor is it a full review of VMware's software implementation of PC over IP. I definitely expect to have that done in a few weeks, but that's not actually here now. So anyway, moving on to the questions. The first one is, what platforms does the software PC over IP client run on? So on Monday, I mentioned that that software client was only available for Windows and that Mac and Linux support would come soon. Since writing that, a couple of folks from VMware have emailed me for clarifications, and they said, well, look, Linux support is very, very, very soon. Like, in fact, it should be out in a few weeks. But there's a catch. The Linux support that's going to be out in a few weeks is for Linux-based thin client terminals, and you're only actually able to get those from the thin client vendors. So there is not anytime soon going to be a Linux-based, software-based PC over IP client you can download. That's going to be Windows only. But that is something that they're working on, but that's kind of like way in the future. So Linux thin clients, yeah, you're going to have that very soon. Windows thin clients, Windows software, you know, full clients, of course, for today. But Linux downloads and Mac is going to be at some point in the future. The next question is about the density. And that's essentially, you know, what I wrote, what VMware said, was that Vue 4 on vSphere 4 really ups the user density from what was previously about 8 VMs per core up to 16 desktop VMs per core. And the question is, okay, is this due to any kind of enhancements that VMware made in ESX4 itself? Or is this more the fact that Intel and the Halem chips are being used? You're kind of using modern-day hardware that has different architectures. And so it's not anything that VMware necessarily did. It's just something that, you know, because we have the new hardware, that's where you're getting this. And I actually I gave that question to Scott Davis, who is VMware's desktop CTO, and he actually wrote a pretty lengthy response, which is actually in the article. I'm not going to actually read his response word for word, because I think when I read things word for word on this podcast, it's super, super boring. So I'm actually just going to kind of paraphrase what Scott wrote, and if you want to read the word for word, it's in the article. Basically, though, what Scott said is, look, it's really difficult to have a single metric that is sort of allowing you to specify the number of VMs per core. And as any of us know who have been in this industry for a while, it depends on, you know, your applications and your specific hardware and your level of activity and, frankly, whether you're using PC over IP or not and all sorts of things. So there's not one generic number that reflects what you can get for VMs per core. So, yes, given the current combination of Vue 4, vSphere 4, and, you know, the current generation of server hardware, there is a dramatic increase in desktop density per core. But what Scott's saying is this is really a combination that gives us the overall benefit. So if you take prior software, prior generations of everything, you know, yeah, 8 VMs per core plus or minus, that's kind of fine. If you take the current generation, like the Nehalem class of servers, but run the older Vue 3 and VI 3 on it, you're not going to get the same density you're going to get with vSphere 4. then again, the same thing can be said is if you take vSphere 4 and put it on the older pre-Nehalem class machines, you're not going to get the same density. So it's not that vSphere 4 necessarily has all these enhancements that are going to make any hardware kind of double, but it's just that all the new things that Intel added to Nehalem, and this talks about extended page tables and all of these new technologies, vSphere 4 is also architected to take advantage of. So you kind of get both of these working together to have, as Scott says, sort of these dramatic increases. Now, Scott is very clear. He doesn't want to throw out there and say, well, was it 8? Was it 16? I think Scott, as he's a technical person and his background is technical, so he kind of knows better than not to just throw out a number as far as what you can get for VMs per core. VMware Marketing, however, does not know this. And so they were talking 8 VMs per core before, and they're saying 16 VMs per core now. The specific number I said is almost irrelevant. What is most important is that if you are using vSphere 4 on the newest hardware, you will absolutely see dramatic increases in the number of VMs you can run per core. So moving on, next question. How about ThinPrint and TCX? So remember in View 3, VMware licensed the TCX technologies from WISE, and they also licensed the ThinPrint technology to kind of enhance the RDP protocol. And so now that they have PC over IP, the question is, okay, is ThinPrint and TCX, are these things still around? And specifically, VMware's always talked about, hey, we can we can have connections coming in. So if you connect via ViewMan or the View connection server, we can broker connections to VMs or to terminal servers or to blades. So they've always been able to broker connections to all these environments, but this enhanced ThinPrint and TCX, you only got that when you connected to VMs. So it's like terminal servers and blades were kind of like second-class citizens. And the excuse they gave was, well, we had to focus our efforts on our kind of bread and butter, it's basically VMs. And so, okay, fine, that was a year ago, and now we've got a new version of the software. So now my question to them is, okay, now View 4, can ThinPrint or TCX, are those supported when you connect to TS or to blades? And the answer is no. I asked why not, and they actually did not answer that question. My guess, of course, is that VMware being a sort of a virtualization-based company, to them, everything is a VM, and they want to sort of reframe the desktop conversation in the context of VMs. And so, I don't get necessarily the blades or terminal servers are that important to them. I mean, they spend a lot of time, bashing terminal server. And so I don't think they're going to do anything to kind of support it. So yes, View 4 still does allow you to broker connections to blades or to terminal servers, but it's going to be a pure RDP out-of-the-box connection. The ThinPrint and TCX capabilities are not supported on those. The next question I asked is a simple one: ETA support on Win 7. Windows 7 right now is right now experimental for View 4, and it's actually kind of funny because people, when they're talking about why View 4 and it's going to be big, and they're really talking about Windows 7 as a big catalyst for driving people to View 4, but it's not supported. They're saying early 2010. The specific answer is, when will Windows 7 be supported on View 4? They say early 2010. Another thing that's kind of interesting is the View 4 connection server has to be installed on Windows 2003. So our first lab testing, we got Windows 2008, and we're installing everything, and does not work on Windows 2008. And we go around and around and around and kind of Google a bit, and yeah, it requires Windows 2003, the operating system that is now 6 years old. So when can we actually install, the View server components on Windows 2008? Again, they're saying early 2010. They also did not specify why. The next thing is we heard that View 4 has better multi-monitor support. What does that mean specifically? So they're saying you get four displays, 1920 by 1200 each, 32-bit color, and you get the quote L-shaped configurations, and also it'll auto-fit for your clients based on the resolution. What I don't know is how dynamic these can be. So I haven't had a chance to play with this myself. I don't know if you can have different monitors with different resolutions. I think when they mean L-shaped, that means you can have, some portrait and some landscape, but I don't know to what degree you have a mixing and matching. From what I can find via Twitter, it looks like the multi-monitor support, they really nailed it and got it exactly right in View 4. That's, again, up to four displays. But 19 by 12 resolution, 30 to a color, L-shaped, that seems pretty good. So it looks like multi-monitor is that's definitely really, really good. Next, is there built-in SSL VPN support? That's something else I learned via Twitter, and the answer is no. So yeah, if you want to connect, I mean, outside the firewall securely, they recommend the Cisco VPN soft clients. And once again, why Cisco doesn't buy this company, I don't know, but this is, guess what, big surprise. This is their recommendation for if you want secure access, go. You need to go to an external VPN. I guess you could use a Citrix Access Gateway too while you're at it, because you don't get that with the View 4 product. The next question is, how is the software PC over IP different from the hardware implementation of PC over IP? So obviously, we've all been familiar with the hardware implementation of PC over IP over the last, 2 years or so, and the biggest new feature of View 4. Is the software-based PC over IP. There's a couple little features. There's dynamic audio scaling and things like that in PC over IP. But the most important thing, and something that certainly I can certainly envision that we're going to have multiple shows in the future about this, software PC over IP is not the same as hardware PC over IP. From an engine, I mean, VMware really spent a lot of time re-engineering the way the PC over IP operates. And the best way to sort of illustrate this is if you've never seen the Teradici PC over IP before, the hardware-based solution, it was literally hooked onto the back of a workstation via the DVI monitor output from that workstation. So it was totally, completely out of band. When you bought this PC over IP card, you snap it into your workstation, and it has a little 6-inch DVI cable, and you literally plug the output of your graphics card of your workstation as the input into the PC over IP card, and then it kind of passes through from there. My point is that was completely out of band. That is about as screen scraping or pixel pushing as you can get. There was no hooking into GDI. There was no hooking into Window Manager. There was nothing. It was looking at the colors of the pixels of the electronic signal coming off that wire and encoding that and sending it down to the client. So that was absolutely like pixel pushing, screen scraping. But of course, a VMware software implementation, it runs in a way that's actually a lot more like the way Citrix IC and RDP work, where the software implementation PC over IP, they actually have their own virtual graphics device driver. It's a virtual graphics card that is put inside the VM. So again, just like the way ICA and RDP work. And then since they are their own virtual graphics card, they can look at the GDI, they can look at the window manager, they can do all sorts of different things. So VMware themselves, they fully admit that they have not exploited this to the extent that is possible, but even in this first version of software-based PC over IP, they do have the capabilities to sort of identify different content. So they can look at graphical applications versus text-based applications versus flash content versus video content, and they can encode those in different ways. And maybe some are going to do screen scraping, and some are going to do multimedia redirection and things like that. Actually, multimedia redirection—that's a great point. Multimedia redirection is brought into PC over IP. So if you don't believe that PC over IP implementation from VMware is more than just screen scraping, you get MMR. The reason I kind of point this out is that yesterday, Citrix's Juan Rivera, who actually is the owner of HDX, he posted a blog post basically saying why Citrix HDX is better than PC over IP. And there's a lot of truth to that as far as him talking about PC over IP being UDP-based protocol. That's absolutely still true. But he also talked about how PC over IP was this kind of screen scraping, pixel pushing, protocol, and there are advantages to not doing that. In that case, Juan's post was actually completely incorrect. I don't blame him for that necessarily because I'm assuming he hasn't actually looked at the code yet. He's probably just I mean, he's really comparing HDX to the hardware-based PC over IP, which is fine, but I think it's important to know that VMware software-based implementation is fundamentally working a little bit differently than the hardware implementation worked. And I can kind of understand that because, one of the cool things about VMware's PC over IP implementation is it is backward compatible with the hardware implementation. So you can take a software client and connect it up to a hardware host, or a hardware host or hardware client and software host, or hardware to hardware, software to software. These are all four ways interchangeable. So I think probably what people are assuming who haven't used this is, oh, since they're interchangeable, then that means they must be absolutely compatible. So for example, if you have a PC over IP hardware client, it doesn't know how to do multimedia direction. It only knows how to show pixels on the screen. So therefore, your remote host must be sending down pixels. But what people forget is, there's a capabilities negotiation that happens when the connection is made initially. And this happens with all display protocols, all protocols in general. And so clearly, if you have a software-based PC over IP remote host, it's going to do negotiation to find out what the capabilities of the client are. And if you have a hardware-based client, then it's going to say, okay, we got to screen scrape everything and send it down because the client can't do anything else. But if it's a software-based client, it's going to say, oh, can we do MMR? Can we do audio redirection? Can we do ClearType? Can we do, all of these other kinds of things? So I think what that post illustrates is that yes, there's a VMware's software-based implementation of PC over IP is based on Teradici's hardware implementation of PC over IP, but these two things are not the same thing. Now, like I said, I haven't really done a full analysis, full testing, and kind of put this all through its paces. So that's coming soon. But this is something I think that deserves a lot of attention, and I think something that we can't, sort of, if you had experience with a hardware-based PC over IP, you can't write off the VMware software implementation right off the bat because there is a lot of there's a lot to it, and they certainly put a lot of effort into it. The final question, actually, I guess I kind of covered in that previous part of the conversation was, I was just curious, is, so since VMware Vue does have the capability to broker incoming connections to VMs, terminal server sessions, or blades, if you have a blade with the Teradici hardware chip in it, in the older versions of Vue, you could only broker, as I said, the RDP connections. It was RDP only, to, no TCX, no ThinPrint, whatever, to terminal server or to blades. How does it work now? And that is, if you do have the blade with the hardware Teradici chip in it, you can connect via Vue, and you can get that connection brokered to the hardware chip, even if you're using the software-based client. So there's actually a firmware upgrade you're going to need to do on your Teradici cards, and that firmware upgrade is not going to be available for about another 3 months, but it's coming, even though it's not something that's absolutely there today. The final thing I'll just say really quick is ThinPrint and PC over IP. You do not get ThinPrint. This I've not confirmed with VMware, but I've heard, this is something I read via Twitter, via people I trust, that ThinPrint yet is not part of PC over IP. So I assume that will be at some point, but it is not there right now. So that is about it as far as the people's pressing questions for Vue 4. We will certainly continue to take a look and to test, overall. We shared earlier in the week or so our general opinions about the Vue 4 product, but this certainly is some answers to the most important questions. So with that, I thank you for your time, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.